This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and for that we say thank you to the fine listeners that have tuned us in on What's on Your Mind. Tell us what's on your mind. 800-228-0550 to do just that today on the program. Give us a ring. Let us know. 701-258-0550. Put this in your speed dial because it's the best way 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to contact us. That's 855-200-1776. On that, you press 1 to leave a message. Again, 24/7. You press 2 to chat with us live on the air when we are live on the air. And you press 3 for the business office. For instance, if you want to talk about a little advertising here on KFIRE. AM 1100 The Flag, KTGO, KLTC in Dickinson. You just press extension 3, and if you're calling about advertising in Bismarck or Dickinson, we'll get you right to Jimbo, and he'll take care of you, or a Fargo, Tioga, or the statewide network we can help you too. One call, and you got four radio stations talking about your events. That's a great way to go. So remember that number, 855-200-1776. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can always email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Looking for lots of texts today because we have a lot of guests today. We're loaded up, a lot of things happening, so text comments are a good way for us to keep our hand on the pulse of what's happening, so text away to Todd. He gets lonely if you don't, 701-226-8503. I'm at the Sleepin' In Conference Center in Minot today. If you're in Minot, stay here. Simple as that. Just had an incredible breakfast before the show. You know, the kids are gone, so there's no need to hit the water park, but it's fabulous. The mall's connected. They have a transport van. So if you come here, fly here, whatever, or have, you know, folks needing to go different places, they take you where you need to go. It's just a full-service, fantastic hotel. Great convention facilities. You know, the Husfest folks, this is where you stay for Husfest. It's where all the, you know, the talent stays. State Fair, same thing. It's just the place to stay. State tournaments, the place to stay. Tomorrow I'm going to Antler. Actually, later today, this afternoon, headed to Antler. Pete Arts is the fellow that said, would you come to Antler? And I said, in a heartbeat. And July 12th has been on the calendar. Appreciate the Bottineau County Farm Bureau bringing us up. Their annual meeting is happening up there. 300 stakes ready to go for tomorrow night. So come on up and join us, and you don't need to make a reservation. You don't need to say, I need a ticket. You don't need to buy anything. You just get to Antler tomorrow night, 5 to 7 p.m. Pete, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Scott. How's things going for you?
Well, better now that I'm headed for Antler. You know, I'm looking forward to that. Really am.
Yeah, I think the connection started with Dean and Phelan when he's on that trip with you to New York this spring. And, well, we're tickled to have you. It is the Bottineau-Renville County Farm Bureau Picnic and Membership Drive, and we're going to tie the annual meeting in also, and I'm going to talk about a few things like the Clean Air Power Act and the WOTUS, what that is doing to us. Pete Hennebit is going to speak on that. He's our communications director and lobbyist for Farm Bureau. For President Darrell Lease is going to be up there, we hear. And Brent Sanford has told us he's coming, and it's kind of interesting. Brent's wife grew up just 3 miles. Her wife's dad grew up just 3 or 4 miles east of that little park you're going to be at, so that's kind of a neat story, too. He's coming home to meet everybody, so it's going to be kind of fun.
It is. It'll be a great time, and 5 to 7 tomorrow night.
Yep.
By the way, tell me about that park, because that's quite the story.
It is. It used to be it's been a county memorial park for years. When I grew up as a kid, it was kind of a meeting place, a lot of picnics. Look, there's dances there. I was a little young. My older brothers could tell you stories about that. Cultivating corn a day after a dance and stuff like that. But, you know, in 05, when we had our 100th reunion, some of us got together and said, we got to light a spark and let this next generation show what that little park's about. And I think we've lit a fire. It's a beautiful little part. They had a youth rodeo up there this weekend. 128 contestants, I hear. Served breakfast for 200 plus on Saturday morning. It is a great little part. You are going to be impressed for a little small town. It's quite a place. Also on that meeting tomorrow, we talked about starting the meeting at 6, but with the crowd we're going to have and then some other speakers are going to come, we're thinking about maybe starting. The social starts at 5, but we're thinking about starting the meeting maybe 5:15, 5:30. So if everybody could be there a little early, we'd appreciate that for question and answer. Tom Bodine is going to be there. He's our deputy ag commissioner for question and answer session. And then a farmer, a college buddy of mine from Lemoore, I called him, his neighbor, Leonard Peterson, had some issues with Waters of the U.S. On some, he had some, a lot of water went through his land and cut some trenches, and he got permission from NRCS, verbal permission, wasn't in writing, but he's going to be there for question and answer. So I think that's going to be a great story too, if people want to get him in the corner and question him. So we're anxious for him to be there. Like I said, it is a free steak supper tomorrow night, and, we welcome Bonneau, Renville, Pierce, Ward counties, our neighboring counties to the south. It is open to the public, and we will not disappoint. So it's going to be a great day.
I'm looking forward to it. So say again, Pete.
You know, Farm Bureau is a grassroots organization. You know, if you got complaints, instead of sitting in the coffee shop, bar, church, whatever, if you have an issue, you can make a resolution, present it tomorrow, and we will take it forward from there. So if you do have questions and concerns, get them on a piece of paper and get them in a resolution, and we will act on it.
And the clean power plan is a threat to the overall economy. It's just not an energy issue. I mean, it's jobs. I mean, if the EPA got its way today, you'd probably have to shut down a power plant in North Dakota. Imagine that and the jobs, not to mention the reliability. So it's a big deal. WOTUS, the Waters of the U.S., it is literally, ladies and gentlemen, a way the federal government can take control of your land. And to say, nope, that pothole there, we run that show. It's awful. You got to get under the hood on these things, and that's why you want a Farm Bureau out there fighting on these things. And it'll be great to just chat about it amongst friends tomorrow night. And if we don't have, 300 steaks going out the door, I'm going to be bummed out. So come on up and join us 5 to 7 for a great old steak dinner and a good conversation tomorrow. Pete, we'll see you tomorrow. Well, I guess I'll see you this afternoon when we check out how things are going to hook up today. But looking forward to it. Thanks a bunch.
Can't wait to see you.
All right, and I forgot that Dean Phelan, another antler guy, I met Dean. He was on our New York trip. We're getting ready to announce another New York trip for December. Met Dean last year. The UND hockey team is playing.
Dean and Jim Southam, I think the Cowboy hats were a hit from what I hear. So
they were. Those guys were great. Antler in New York City. It classed up New York City a bunch by having Antler there. Thanks a bunch, Pete. We'll see you. Looking forward to meeting all my friends from up in Bonneau and Antler in the region. Should be a grand old time.
Thanks, Scott.
You bet. Thank you. Anyway, a UND hockey team is playing that first week in December in Madison Square Garden against Boston College, so we're going to go a week earlier this year, but we're working on getting that announced soon. But stay tuned. Have a great time. Get a call in here. John and Bismarck on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Yes, I'm 76 years old now, and I've lived through a lot of time and a lot of history. But one of the things I've noticed throughout those years, is, as well as read about from other people from other countries, is one of the things that they try to, when you got the enemy trying to take over a country, is that they do go after the police force, because the police force really brings the order to the society and how the society wants to deal with people. So when you want peace in your country, and you don't want people shooting each other, you got to have these police officers out there to protect the people. And so that's one of the first things they go after. The second thing they is the clergy and then the third thing they go after are the firearms, generally. Although in the United States they have always had their mouths hanging open on that one.
So when you say they, who do you fear is trying to upend law and order by taking out the police, by silencing the clergy, and by trying to increase gun control measures to take firearms? Who's your biggest worry?
Generally, the leftists are, and the students are in their colleges who are being brainwashed with anti-religious attitudes. The idea that the idea that it's just killing, it's not stealing. It's, in other words, when somebody kills another person, they are stealing what that person owns. And what that person owns is their life. And that's his or her property.
And that's evil, is what that is. That's pure evil.
Right, right.
We call it what it is, I think we'll hopefully awaken people that are sort of just, you know, rushing past the graveyard here. John's a good wisdom. I appreciate the call. Thank you. Senior James Cage over to the University of New York on the Tuesday, Monday.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
You can buy a car anywhere, so why do car, truck, and SUV buyers keep coming back to Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC? Because at Pucklett, you're treated like family. Shop Pucklett once and you'll be a customer for life. The Pucklett's name means quality, service, and selection. At Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, you'll find a huge selection of new cars and trucks, plus mint condition one-owner trades. Serving you in Bismarck and now in Valley City, that's Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, North Dakota's home for Chevy.
Choice Financial has a different way of doing business. They put people first. Come on in and find out for yourself at any one of their locations now in western North Dakota, too, including the capital city of Bismarck, Dickinson, Southart, and Belfield. Choice Financial is bringing you our Bach and Rock's Cookfest coverage. We'll be in Mandaree on Tuesday the 19th, Stanley on Thursday the 21st, having a grand time with free barbecue, free music, free prizes, and so much more. You don't want to miss this. Tuesday in Mandaree, Thursday in Stanley, the Bach and Rock's Cookfest.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Mind 1-800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. A number of texts to read yet too. That's 701-226-8503. And in case you're curious, yes, that is actually my phone. I only have one. I don't have one of those phones that have two lines coming in. Might see the commercials for those now. You can have a work line and a personal line all in one phone.
I have a feeling, Todd, you're somebody that needs like 12 phones, though.
How is it we can make a smartphone even more annoying? Let's get more than one number ringing into it. That's what we needed. That's the one thing we were missing as a society, is a way to make a smartphone even more annoying. Oh, yeah. No, I'm not. I can draw the line someplace. Besides, I can gobble up all the work minutes and data and whatever the heck. Texter. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll get to that in a moment. John from Minot is standing by. John from Minot, what is on your mind?
You said that guy in the Twin Cities that got shot, you said that guy made a move towards his glove compartment. Did he keep his ID card in his glove compartment?
I believe anyway, that was the case. Manny, feel free to chime in and correct me if I'm wrong on that.
And anyway, I was listening to a program, I don't know, one of the past few nights, and they said that black guy that got shot had his gun laying in his lap. And that cop must have been close enough to see if he was reaching towards his wallet or reaching towards the gun. And if he'd made any move at all, you wouldn't know if he was going towards the gun or not.
I didn't hear anything about the gun being in his lap.
I have to admit, I'm not positive on that either, so I don't want to say
you're right. I can only tell you what I heard on that program.
Sure.
And another thing about, what do you want? We want dead cops. When do you want them? We want them now. You heard all the blacks saying that? And here there were several people on television being interviewed or whatever, and they said the police have got to change their culture. It sounds to me like the blacks have got to change their culture. I don't remember any cops saying we want to kill black people. But I did hear quite a few times about black people wanting to kill cops. Sounds to me it's the black people got to change their culture.
I don't know about all that.
Was that Dallas over the weekend where there was going to be the BLM demonstration against the cops, and counter demonstrators came, and basically at the end of it all, they kind of, agreed to disagree, but were much more civil anyway.
They said for quite a few years they've been wanting to kill cops.
Not only all.
Ferguson.
I don't want to kill any cops.
Yeah,
you're not black either. But that's what the fact said.
Manny is. I'm not. I'm not, but that was Manny talking just now, so...
This is what I heard the blacks saying quite often. They said the cops got to change their culture. It sounds to me like it's the blacks that got to change the culture.
I think we got a lot of cultures that need to be changed, and I think it goes beyond racial lines. I think it goes beyond what people do for a living.
Not me.
Okay. Well, John, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 701-22... No. Now, if you want to text, 701-226-8503. I'm so used to giving out that line. 701-250-5050 in Bismarck, Mandan. Elsewhere, you're going to dial more. 1-800-228-0550. Did Scott drop off the planet then? Is that it? What was it? Optimus Prime took over? Is that what you said, Manny?
That's kind of what it sounded like.
It does sound like we could do that
like
one
Megatron
day.
Megatron or something.
Megatron? Not the Detroit Lions guy.
Not Calvin Johnson, but the actual real Megatron.
Scott, I agree. Texters.
Yeah,
by the way, do we have as You Marry Monday? Do we have any You Marry Monday people? Let's see, Eugene Shea, Jerome Richter. They're probably trying to call Optimus Prime right now, or having a close conversation with God right now to try to heal Scott's connection. I guess. I don't know. Texter says, Scott, I agree with the caller about having a conversation. That holds about as much water as the president saying, there's a debate I'm willing to have. When is that debate? Convincing a liberal to change their mindset would be just as difficult as changing your mind, Scott, on abortion. It's time for action. Time to start enforcing laws instead of having standoffs with protesters. Time to hold the black leaders to their word on education and teach responsibility to these young parents about actual parenting. Stop the handouts and welfare. Start teaching them that playing the victim should not be their culture or way of life. I would argue that could apply to everybody, regardless of race, color, creed. etc. There is a video showing that it could be a gun beside his leg in the seat. Texter says, not Activist Prime, Amazon Prime is where Scott went. Are you trying to trick me into giving them a free plug? I don't think it was Activist Prime that Manny was referring to a moment ago.
Hello?
Scott, you're still sounding very robotic.
I am? A little R2-D2-ish?
Your new name is Mr. Roboto, at the risk of using a stick song as your name.
What the heck happened?
Well, I don't know.
Working fine.
Okay, it's a little better now.
Hear me now? My best Adele
impression. You heard the thing about that guy, you know, that guy that used to do the Verizon, can you hear me now? And now he's with one of the other companies now. How funny is that?
Hello? It's me?
Well, we have a John in Bismarck about previous John's call. And, Scott, I'll let you take the call and let's see what happens. And if not, I'll be ready to jump in.
All right. Hi, John. You're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just amazed. It sounds like John's part of the problem because John has stereotyped every black person in the world as saying they want to shoot cops. And that's just as stupid as saying that every cop out there wants to shoot black people.
Amen, brother.
The problem is that we have to, I think I called in last week and told you this, accountability. When there's one bad, you have to hold that one bad accountable, regardless of what color they are, what title they have, and that's what's getting out of hand. You've got people that continually do things and allow that title to avoid their being held accountable. And so very offended that John calls himself a North Dakotan but has such a small vision of how things really work.
Well, the only thing I would emphasize with John on, I think there is a, you know, okay, cops are killing black people, so we're going to kill cops mentality among some in Black Lives Matter. And what he was saying is I didn't hear the cops chanting, we're going to go shoot black people, but I did hear those people doing it.
Well,
now, that's different than saying
cops could make that comment and still keep their job. But to assume that every cop out there is somehow void of being prejudiced is kind of a naive way to think. They are humans. There are going to be some cops that are prejudiced, just like there are going to be some blacks that are prejudiced and some whites that are prejudiced. But to paint them all with a broad brush, like
I agree. I completely agree with you there. But that's clearly what he was doing. But he also was making a point that he could be backed up with facts regarding things that have been said. So, but your solution's a lot better than his, put it that way. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
How much time do you spend in the bathroom? Your bathtub, your shower, we use it every day. We're in there a lot of hours every single week. Why not make it the best? Well, guess what? You can. Take your old tub or shower out and replace it the same day when you call Bath Planet of North Dakota. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. I'd love for you to call and get a free, no-obligation estimate. When you do, you'll get a $500 gift certificate if you tell them I sent you. That's why. Just say, Scott sent me. I want that $500 gift certificate. So if I decide to do this, I get $500 off. It's a great way to go. Comes with a lifetime warranty, good housekeeping, seal of approval. And again, they can do this in as little as a day. 8 different wall patterns to choose from, 19 colors to choose from, their walk-in tubs. The freedom to bathe in your own home is a big deal. Call now, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289 or go online to bathplanet.com/North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Before the top of the hour, back at the Sleep In and Conference Center in Minot for our special broadcast today. Tomorrow we are in Antler. Tell you what, next week, Mandaree, Stanley, we'll be down in Newtown. We got a lot going on, so we're having a great time. We're brought to you in part by our friends at High Plains Apache, by the way, and a lot of the growers out there seeing all that rain, wondering what that's going to mean for a number of different crops here in a little while. And that's the nice thing about a High Plains Apache sprayer. For one, you've got, windy days in North Dakota, and drift is always a worry to producers. Apache sprayers have that electronic drift management system that allows you to select your droplet size and keep that through the whole day no matter what speed you're traveling. It's pretty amazing. And, of course, the ET Ag Center has every part you can need, not only for an Apache sprayer, but any brand of a sprayer, any make, any model, 50,000 parts. So that works great, too. 50,000. I mean, spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, and more with the ET Ag Center. They can offer you the works right there. They're in Mandan on East Side Court across from Bonanza. They're also in Frontier, which is south of Fargo, exit 60. HighPlainsApache.com to find them there, too. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. A lot of great conversation again today, as we did on Friday, with what's going on in this country. And I don't know about you, but it's at times like that you start thinking about your kids and the future and what they're going to inherit. And that's why I love our You Marry Mondays. We have another one today with our next guest, Monsignor James Shea, the president of the University of Mary, and Jerome Richter, vice president there as well. Gentlemen, nice to have you back. How are you?
Good to be with you, Scott. God bless you.
It's wonderful. Nice.
Scott, a nice, beautiful Monday after a lot of interesting events even last night with the weather.
Yeah, no kidding.
My goodness, I used to be the pastor out in Kildare, and so I was texting with some of my former parishioners up there. They had a bad hailstorm. Yeah. It was an angry storm that came through, and so my prayers have been with all the folks up in Dunn County in the aftermath of all the hail that they've experienced up there.
No kidding. That was monster hail. Angry storm. I haven't heard that term before. Is that what you called it growing up on the farm?
That's right. Yeah, we named all the cows and we gave dispositions and personalities to all the storms. It was before the internet.
That's why they started naming hurricanes, was because the Shays named the storms.
Well, let me tell you, I, as a parent of one of the seniors to be that was on the Rome pilgrimage that the University of Mary's done for a number of years, my heartfelt thanks, because, number one, I just think it's an amazing thing for these kids to experience that. But we've now had two, our oldest Alex and our daughter Hannah, just got back, and they come back different in a very good way, Jerome. You were there. How was the trip?
Oh, it was outstanding, Scott. And I first must say that Hannah is a sweet, wonderful young lady, so she must be a lot like her mom.
Exactly.
Oh, it was It was a beautiful pilgrimage. We had 138 people counting the chaperones over there. And so it's a mob of people, but it's well worth it. We had three full buses going across the great country of Italy, first spending most of our time in the great city of Rome. And as you mentioned, Scott, we've been doing this for a lot of years because we deeply believe in a well-rounded education, but also a powerful experience for these young people right at a very formative time. And this goes all the way back to my experience and my mom and dad having the wisdom to let me go over to visit my brother who was actually studying over there. And so when I went over, it was a powerful experience that you've seen in your kids that I wanted to share with the rest of them. And we've been able to do it because of the University of Mary and the University of Mary and the great support that it shows to the schools in the area, and then having a campus over in Rome. And so we had 138 total. We started out in Rome for 8-9 days, just seeing all the sites, the Colosseum, the Forum, the Pantheon, then St. Peter's, following in the footsteps of St. Benedict and the great people who have held civilization together over the years. And in that, the kids have a chance to experience history that's very tangible. They can taste, they can see it. To be walking in first century soil, if you will, in the place that so many greats, the Caesars, the saints, the great minds, it moves them. And then they have a personal experience also with each other and the great chaperones and chaplains that are with them.
I saw some photos of the Feast of St. Peter and St. Paul that took place at the Vatican. And by golly, there was at St. Peter's Cathedral, Monsignor James Shaken celebrating with the Pope, Pope Francis. How was that, Monsignor?
It was an extraordinary experience. So I don't usually go along on this high school pilgrimage. I don't usually go along. And it is, I have to give kudos to Jerome Richter and all the people who helped to lead this trip because it's an extraordinary experience. And we have students there, as you know, from Bismarck, Minot, Dickinson and Fargo, all of whom go over, and they always go around the time of this Feast of Peter and Paul, which is the feast day of the city of Rome. Today, by the way, is the feast day of St. Benedict. St. Benedict, who, we're a Benedictine university, and so it's a big day at the University of Mary. Maybe we'll ring the bells a little bit extra. But I got to tell you, so I was over there because we had some transition of staff this year, a longtime couple who for 4 years have led with distinction our program in Rome, are coming home to work for the University of Mary here in the United States. And we have a new couple who are leading it over there. And so we had a transition of staff, so I happened to be over there for business. People think I go to Rome and just horse around and eat pasta. But I was over there for business. But I did take some time out because I was invited to celebrate the Mass of Peter and Paul with Pope Francis. And it was an extraordinary experience. So I was standing right there with him on the edge of the altar, just the Balticino in St. Peter's Basilica. And during the Eucharistic prayer, of course, I was praying along with him. It was a very beautiful and powerful experience for me. And that had never happened. I studied in Rome, of course, and I've been back as a priest a number of times, but I've never been invited to celebrate a Mass with a Pope before. And that was a beautiful experience. Then I distributed communion there in St. Peter's Basilica, and that was beautiful as well, to have the experience of distributing communion, giving the body and blood of Christ to so many people from different nations, from every corner, really, of the world. And you can see the universality of the Christian faith there. It was really a powerful and a beautiful experience for me.
So incredible. What a great story. And, of course, great for these incoming seniors from Catholic schools all across North Dakota to experience this together. One of the neat things about being a student at the University of Mary is you get that experience, you know, more often than just a one-time event. Tell me about the Rome campus and what happens there and how students can experience that.
Well, the Rome campus is something that we launched, if you can believe it, way back in 2009. It's one of the first things that I did after I came to serve the University of Mary as the president. We announced that we were going to have a campus in the city of Rome. And that had to do with something that Jerome mentioned earlier. You know, as a young person, his parents sent him over to Rome. And as a young person, just kind of fresh off the farm, I was sent to Rome to study for the priesthood. And both Jerome and I had very formative experiences in Rome. Rome opened our minds to the world. It made us love
the whole project of civilization more deeply. It made us better patriots. In other words, the heart grew fonder, not simply for the order, the human order of things, which the Roman Empire represented, and the order of law and all of those things, but it also made us deeply appreciative of the liberties that we enjoy in this country. And of the unique character of the plains of North Dakota. In other words, one of the great and wonderful things of Rome is that it shatters this idea that once you've been to, you know, the old saying, how you keep them down on the farm once they've seen Paris, you know, that old saying. It's actually the exact opposite. When you go to Rome and you live there for a while, you appreciate it very deeply, but you want to come home. And I had that experience. I couldn't wait to get back here in the Bismarck Diocese to the familiarity and the convenience and really the simple joy of life here as well. And so the students experience all of those things. They have an opportunity to travel through Europe. They have an opportunity to see different cultures close up. And they come back to us with a very, very deeply transformed faith as well. And they live in small community. You know, there are about 25 students over there during each of the semesters. So the fall semester and the spring semester, we select 25 students who go over. And then in May, for 5 weeks, we call it the Maymester, a larger group of students go. And oftentimes those are students who otherwise can't easily work it into their curriculum to go over there at that time. A lot of student athletes find their way over to Rome during the Maymester. And the students just, they have a powerful, powerful experience. So the way it works is that students go over typically their sophomore year. So it's during their freshman year at the University of Mary that they're applying to be able to go over. And then they're assigned either to the fall semester, the spring semester, or the Maymester. So we operate our campus there from late August until mid-June. And then in mid-June, the high school pilgrimage ends up going every year, and they go over, and they go over maybe for 2.5 weeks, something like that. And then the campus is sort of dormant during the rest of July and August when it's blazing hot over there. One of the other things that Jerome and I have done for quite a long time is we've taken trips with adults. Lots of people from North Dakota have signed up to go over to Rome with us. We go every October for about 10 days and take people to Rome, and we really show them the city inside and out. Scott, maybe sometime you have to come with us and do some live broadcasts on our Rome pilgrimage that we take with adults every October, the President's Club pilgrimage, we call it.
You had me at hello. sign me up. How in the world are you able to do this, Jerome? I'm curious from the perspective of the students. Is it cost more each semester to be in Rome?
That's a great question. Let me add one more thing to Monsignor's thoughts, and then I'm going to get to that question, Scott. I'm hearing in the back of my mind a number of great people that have asked me this question. Why does a young person need to go to Rome? Can't they be good citizens? Can't they be great Christians without having to do this? And the answer is absolutely yes. But at the same time, I always give this response to these good people that the world is right now a very loud place. It's right in these kids, young people's face. And to make sure that we're matching the teaching of goodness is to be able to really take them to this place that is so powerful, to get them at that formative moment to start thinking correctly about their life. So it might be $3,000. That's a lot of money. But it's the best $3,000 spent because it forms them well, that they don't blow a life and not thinking clearly about it. And so now you get to the great question of how affordable is this? Listen to this, Scott. Our students can study over in Rome on the campus for the same cost that they would be paying here in Bismarck. And we've been able to do that because of the generosity of great people and then also the frugality and the discipline that the university has always had for many, many years. It's the same cost of tuition, room, and board. The only difference is that they have to pay for their flight over there, and if they're very diligent there, it can be very cheap. So
hang on a second. Finish that thought on the other side of the break. Live today from the Sleep Inn and Conference Center in Minot, You Marry Monday. Chat with Monsignor James Shea and Jerome Richter. More after this. Don't go away.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Research shows that people who take opioid painkillers can quickly develop a tolerance to and dependence on this drug. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman offering tips for safe use of these medications.
Let's start with individual responsibility. You know, the person that's getting the prescription needs to ask the doctor, hey, do I absolutely need this, or can I get by on ibuprofen or some other non-opiate painkiller? Only take an opiate painkiller when you absolutely have to. If you do end up getting the medication, take it one step further and say, okay, doctor, based on the dosage that you've given me, is it safe for me to do my job? Number two, you never mix medications. Don't mix them with other medications, and don't mix them with alcohol.
Learn how to best address prescription drug abuse at your business. Go to www.ndsc.org/home and community. Click on the Resources tab to download the Prescription Drug Employer Toolkit.
PetroServe USA, the folks that help America feel better, the folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields, helping you feel better with choice at the pump. Come on into a PetroServe USA location. There's great grab-and-go specials all month long, including the smoked ham and cheese, chuck wagon, and chicken and Swiss Deli Express sandwiches for $1.99. Those famous North Dakota-made giant sunflower seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39 a bag. Snickers and M&M's brand candy bars, 3 for $0.99. Rice Krispie Treats, the big bars, only 79 cents each. And the Nestle 24-pack of water, $3.99. Plus the all-day, everyday special, Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. And remember, every week they draw new winners for $50,000. Register every week at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Don't forget Antler tomorrow. And tomorrow night, 5 to 7, Bottineau County, Renville County Farm Bureau annual meeting, free steaks. Come on, folks. We're going to have a great time. And Brent Stanford, the lieutenant governor candidate on the Republican ticket, will be there. Some representatives of the State Farm Bureau, including Darrell Lease, the president, Pete Hannibal, who does a lot of the public policy, will be there. Waters of the U.S. discussed the clean power plan, which you need to know about, and an overall just conversation about what concerns you. So see you there tomorrow night. Looking forward to meeting lots of folks there. We continue our conversation now with Monsignor James Shea and Jerome Richter from the University of Mary, talking about what the University of Mary does and does so well and can do as a private school with its founding, but also that it's affordable. I guess we've talked about this before, but not for a while. I know there's been the college scorecard that the U.S. Department of Education puts out, and other entities have taken a look at this. And some people think they can't afford private education, but the University of Mary is one of the most affordable private universities in the nation. And that's something worth taking a look at. I even look at comparisons to the University of Mary and UND and NDSU and Concordia College, and that number is pretty amazing. So you guys are proving it by the numbers here, right?
It's certainly the case, Scott. We're deeply dedicated to the concept of affordability. And this goes back to our founding mother sisters in 1959, who felt that they had a responsibility. So many of the first students of Mary College were students who were coming to us from the farms of North Dakota. And the sisters felt that they had a responsibility to all of those farm moms and dads who had really worked hard for the possibility that their young daughters and sons could come and get a college education, that there was a real responsibility for that. So for decades now, if you can imagine it, for decades, we've been tens of thousands of dollars cheaper than other private universities in this country. And that the scorecard that you just said, so Jerome was talking just before the break about how important affordability is, even with our Rome program, where the students are able to go over there for the same room, board, and tuition. Now, they do pay a travel fee. You know, they go up to Paris, and they go out and excursions that are planned. They pay a little bit for that. Then they've got their spending money. But if you think about it, they would have spending money even if they were here in Bismarck. You got to go to, go down to the mall from time to time. And
Starbucks.
Get Tuesday.
Yeah,
right. But that college affordability scorecard that you mentioned was wonderful for us, because what it did is it took the actual cost, not just the sticker price, because sticker price, like in most things, doesn't really determine what's coming out of your wallet. What we need is a real analysis of the real price. And when you take the real price, we're right up there with the state research universities in terms of the same cost. And then when you take a half a step back of that and you look at the student loan debt that our students graduate with, it's less than UND or NDSU. Students who graduate from the University of Mary have less debt. This is amazing. People don't believe it. They don't believe it, but they come out with less debt than if they graduate from some of our flagship institutions. And so it's really, we're committed to affordability here, and we want to make it work so that students can afford a world-class private higher education, get a very valuable degree, and do it without breaking the bank, do it without having sort of a millstone, so to speak, tied around their neck that they're dragging around in terms of debt.
And also do it with an opportunity to arm yourself with some things very necessary that a public institution can't by law and doesn't give, right? I mean, and that is the whole person, the other component. I mean, you're going right to virtue. You're going right to matters of the heart that just, I'm not trying to be critical of public universities here. I'm just saying they don't do it, can't do it.
You're absolutely right, Scott. We have an incredible opportunity that our good country offers us, that we're able to speak to things that are the most eternal, that are so deep. Just to go back to even what you and Monsignor were talking about, like with Rome, he was speaking about how going over there makes your love for your country even more, a better patriot, a better citizen. And this is what we, in a private Christian Catholic education, are able to do, is start that conversation right from the start of, what is this about long term? What does my life mean? What am I made for? And now, all of a sudden, their occupations become meaningful right from the start, because they're making a decision about what their whole life is about. And so they start to see relationships as the most important thing, not just some occupation, but their career becomes a relationship with themselves, with what they're made for, and with all the people in the communities around them. And so, yes, we are able to have that conversation earlier and at a much greater depth.
Fascinating, as always. One more thing you want to add, Monsignor?
No, we just want to make that as accessible to people as possible. And part of that is because Jerome's out talking to people who believe in our mission all the time and who are willing to step up to the plate and help us. We don't have a legislature in the same way that
that some of our peer institutions in the state system have. And so we've got to rely on people's generosity. And, boy, have they been generous. They make it possible for us to offer a University of Mary education to every deserving student. And that goes back again to our founding mission.
Mm-hmm.
When the sisters founded us, they said, we're not going to be some fancy-pantsy elite school that's shutting people out left, right, and center. We want to make sure that as many great North Dakota students who want to be able to come to the University of Mary have access to that. And now, of course, we have students coming from all over the country who come here and then they fall in love with North Dakota and they stay here and they work here and they become great citizens. And that's our mission. That's what we're about.
Well, you do it well, and we appreciate the UMary chats. Thank you, gentlemen. Look forward to the next one. Can't come soon enough. And Ryan and Fargo, Ryan and Jamestown, sorry we didn't get to you. Let's start with you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. God bless you, folks. Bye-bye.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.